Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. After learning and familiarizing your ear with the basic structure of any maqam, the encouragement is then to practice to the level where you are able to express yourself within the maqam and not to be stuck on the initial structure and sound. More than that, expressing yourself based on what you understand of the ayat that you recite. So understanding the ayah is extremely important. That's ultimately why we are reciting and why we are attempting to beautify our rendition to attract the listener to the meaning of what is being recited. Anyway, if we are not at the level of expression within the maqam yet, because we lack understanding or we lack courage to go beyond what we've initially learnt of the structure, then there is something else that we can start with to encourage creativity and to ignite creativity within our minds and our ears. And that is to amend the endings. You memorize and you practice and you perfect the way certain reciters end a particular ayah, end a particular sound. So what you do is you slightly amend it to make it your own. And Qurra have been doing this. If we take one turn that we managed to do in this series of Bayati now, in the Jawab Asli, with the push, you end, for example, if we take a simple ending, Maliki Yawmiddin, for example. Maliki Yawmiddin. That's the common sound at the end. You take a simple change, a simple amendment by Dr. Naina, where the last set of jumps, you wouldn't do it as fast as Sheikh Mustafa Ismail would have done it, or as fast as Sheikh Abdul Basit would have done it. He does them slowly and clearly. Maliki Yawmiddin. He clears them and makes them slower. And then you find Sheikh Raghib Mustafa Ghalwash, he would not go as low in this end as others. He would merely drop two or three steps and then have his jumps. Maliki Yawmiddin. Listen to them and you hear they are different. And then you obviously have the Shahad family, the father and the two sons. They have the same start to that end and they drop as others would drop, but they end it with a higher push. And turn. Maliki Yawmiddin. So, there's room for more to explore. The idea is to make the sound your own and to come out of the realm or the framework of imitation. And this is one way through which you can slowly and subtly make the sound your own, even if it is merely by amending the endings. There are more examples of these and I may share more down the line inshallah, but that's merely a seed that I wish to plant in your mind and on your ear and encourage exploration and creativity inshallah. All of the best. May Allah guide all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.